This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, already into the third and final hour of this Wednesday live edition. We do this show Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time, and back from 9 to midnight Central Time with a rebroadcast of the daytime show from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. The websites are Infowars.com and net. Talking to Dennis Lawrence Cuddy, Dennis Cuddy, historian, political analyst, Ph.D., from University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, major in American history, minor in political science. Dr. Cuddy has taught at the university level and has been a political and economic risk analysis analyst for the international consulting firm and has been a senior associate with the U.S. Department of Education. He has also testified before members of the Congress on behalf of the U.S. Department of Justice. Dr. Cuddy has authored or edited 17 books and booklets and has written hundreds of articles appearing in newspapers around the nation. Dr. Cuddy, we routinely link to articles you've written. I know newswithviews.com carries some of your stuff. Where can people read some of your other insightful, lengthy articles?
Well, I have a book that's called American Commentary at that same toll-free number that says a collection of them. There are others, it's an article or two on the WorldNet Daily website.
I've got a link here to on Infowars.com, your expanded addendum to cover up government spin or truth, 23-page analysis you did. I guess a segment from your new book.
What happened was, of course, you know, as you know with your books, you write them in advance. And so a lot's happened during the last month, and there's a small addendum in the book cover-up. But so much has happened that I put an expanded addendum that you just referred to on newswithviews.com, where I go through basically what's happened and conclude with, as you said about the Illuminati, Voltaire, who was behind the French Revolution, was hooked up with these people. And if you look at the Statue of Liberty, it came from the French Freemasons, really the liberté, don't impose morality, do your own thing, rather than...
Do as thou will.
And what you find is that there's seven rays on her head, and the picture from ancient times of Semiramis, the goddess who founded Babylon, Iraq, is exactly like that, with the seven rays. And Voltaire wrote a play called Semiramis, so there's this connection there.
Absolutely. Let's go to the calls. Let's talk to Wayne in Virginia. You're on the air with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. Dr. Cuddy, good to hear you today. You were starting out a little earlier with a development discussion on Mr. Crystal. I don't know if you quite got to it. I'd like to hear the rest of what you were going to tell us about Mr. Crystal.
Ultra commie.
And I also wanted to ask how you respond to those who say that due to the animosity between, you know, the posed or false animosity between the United States and Europe and Germany, that the New World Order is dead.
Well, we talked about that, how it's a synthesis. We're playing the part of the bad cop. The UN plays the part of the good cop to keep everybody in the control, giving them two different versions of a New World Order, is what their policy reports have said, to bypass any discussion of not having a New World Order. Go ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Does he have any documentation about anticipating that? I mean, his book...
Well, the globalists have said that in their own policy reports. I can dig them out. Go ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Like I said, I try to include that in the cover-up, the current book, and September 11th and the other things. In terms of William Crystal, very quickly, where I was William Bennett became head of the Department of Education. Where I was, he brought William Crystal as his chief of staff. From there, he became chief of staff. Crystal did to Dan Quayle, and from there, he got his current position. And my point is, I think this was like a 25, 30-year plan of Irving Crystal, his daddy, who Alex mentioned.
Who was the socialist?
Well, they would say Trotskyites from years ago.
The neocon's a Trotskyite, but he wants police in black uniforms and all your liberties gone and a global government. Oh, they're so conservative, and Bush wants your guns. Anything else you want to add, Wayne?
So, making Crystal chief of staff when Bush Sr.
Hey, well, stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side, Wayne, and then we'll go to Randy and many others, 1-800-259-9231. Your calls for Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Coming up, I'm Alex Jones. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Controlling the left and right, controlling the outcome, controlling the debate, and I'm glad that Dennis Cuddy has this great understanding of the phony left-right system and how the UN's playing a part of the good cop of the third world as America's used as the muscle for the New World Order to take over the last few sovereign nations. Now, we're not debating whether it's good people that run these nations or not. The point is the big master plan is to totally dumb us down and dominate us. And before Dr. Cuddy leaves us, I want to ask him what life will be like under the New World Order's dreams if they're able to get everything they want. But right now, let's go back to Wayne in Virginia. Wayne, you have one more question for Dr. Cuddy. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to know how on earth they were successful in getting this gentleman, Mr. Crystal, to be chief of staff of the bone that had been thrown to the conservative Christians at the time of Mr. Quayle's appointment as vice president. Was Bush running the whole thing?
Well, here's the question. How do we have the neocons, most of them, you know, right out of the loins of Trotskyites, calling for big government? How do they do this? And the answer is the media set up and played ball with the phony left-right system and never told you that. Go ahead, Doctor.
And that specifically, like I said, was part of a staged process. He could not have gotten that position unless he had been chief of staff to Bill Bennett. And that's why Irving Crystal, Bill Crystal's dad, was promoting Bill Bennett early on many, many years before.
All right, gentlemen.
All right, appreciate the call. Yeah, when you see all these neocons, I mean, you know, Michael Savage admitted beatnik, admitted, you know, dirty commie. up there saying, line up Americans, put them in prisons if they criticize the government. I mean, they're on the air saying this. They're all in the same bag. And is it admitted beatnik? It's funny, isn't it, Dr. Cuddy, to see beatniks telling us that they're conservative. That's interesting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And there's there's a third group. We had mentioned the Project for the New American Century and the Crystals, and then Gary Hart with the U.S. Commission on National Security. A third group, since you're in Texas, is a year before September 11th, the James Baker, former Secretary of State Institute, in joint operation with the CFR itself, funded a study heavily with oil people saying we need to secure the oil from the Caspian Sea area. That would be, you know, we were going to pump it down through Afghanistan, that Saddam was a threat to the Gulf oil. We needed to make economic and military assessments of what we could do. And if we somehow got a deal for the Iraq reserves, that would be a major asset.
And this is so they could just act smart and get it out to their low-level intellectuals. They've been getting ready for Gulf, too, since the end of the last one.
Yeah, in fact, in the first one, there was a Bush, the first President Bush's primary concern was that we would not have a war, that Saddam would withdraw his forces. Colin Powell and Baker were going to go over the negotiations, and at that moment, Bush Sr. and Brent Scowcroft looked at each other and said, no, we have to have this war. And so my inclination is that George W. Bush had to have this war.
And now they're already, have you seen the incredible, insane statements of, we're going to go ahead and invade more countries, yeah, others are next? And they're threatening psychopaths with nukes, saying, and then Rumsfeld's little document gets released saying they're going to start bombing North Korea this October. I mean, is that not like trying to push the Japanese to launch a Pearl Harbor?
The North Koreans, yeah. Kim Il-jung, and then, yeah, the threat to that region is clear. But you have to remember what you said earlier about dumbing the people down. For example, Bush, when he had 9/11 and he was going to have an investigation, he appoints Henry Kissinger. All right. If the public would have even the slightest knowledge about Henry Kissinger, they would say, why are you putting in charge of this investigation a man who has called our soldiers, quote, dumb animals to be used in the furtherance of our foreign policy?
And the guy publicly says this, and we call him a conservative because the neocons won't tell us. And on top of it, now the guy they're going to have run Iraq turns out worked for Kissinger Associates. Kissinger's involved in all of this. That's like having Joseph Mengele investigate Hitler.
Yeah, and Kissinger's also hooked up with McClarty, Mac McClarty now. So it's McClarty, Kissinger, and Associates. They're branching out.
How did Pearl get the nickname Prince of Darkness?
Oh, I think that was an appellation given to him by his detractors. He looks sort of very stern and always serious, and I think there have been plays that have involved, quote, the Prince of Darkness, and he has some look like that.
Well, yeah, he glows kind of that, you know, people that really have that glow-in-the-dark look. But we don't care about what he looks like. It's what he says. Randy in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. I've been listening to you for months, and, you know, it's not something that you want to believe. But the more you guys go on, the more of an intent I begin to believe it, because I watch the events that are predicted and the way things are going.
Well, I mean, when Knight Ridder newspaper says neocons want New World Order, Bush wants your guns, I mean, supercomputers of China, open borders, campaign finance reform. I mean, this guy is Bill Clinton on steroids.
Antichrist is what it seems like. Not
well, no, sir. Skull and Bones is a Christian organization. Please don't attack this Christian president again.
Oh, well, we wouldn't want to do that, but, you know.
You ought to ask your ask your preacher if you can come to the Baptist church if you start wearing an Anton LaVey suit. And when he has a problem with it, say, wait a minute, this is what the president wears. I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm not kidding about that, by the way. They caught video of it. They dress up in satanic outfits. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I don't know what where you got the term neocons, but I think it's more appropriate that you call them pseudo-cons.
Well, that's really what they are. Dr. Cuddy, you want to tell them where neocon comes from?
Yeah, many years ago you had your basically traditional conservatives and throughout the first part of the 20th century, and then there were these leftist Trotskyite types, socialist. As I said, Midge Dechter, who's part of this, was the vice president of what had been called the Intercollegiate Socialist Society.
They're admitted infiltrators.
Yeah, and they basically started to have a problem with the direction they saw the Soviet Union going in persecution against Jews and other people and so on. And so in terms of foreign policy, they had a shift to conservative. Now, on domestic agenda, sometimes they're not. But in foreign policy, they had a shift, and so they came to this type of, quote, conservatism late. But they're
not
really,
what we're supposed to believe.
But yeah, that's right. They're really not, quote, conservative in the traditional sense of it. And they have come to dominate it so much that even Ted Koppel on Nightline had a program talking about the PNAC, Project for the New American Century, and he had a Professor Lustig on there from Pennsylvania, and he said, these guys, quote, control the White House now.
Okay, I can get that. My question is this, okay. The average Joe doesn't have a lot of time to devote to really, you know, winnowing the truth.
Yeah, but I bet that average Joe knows all the, hold on, I bet that average Joe knows all the baseball scores. I bet he's got plenty of time in to go to the fancy restaurant and eat T-bones.
Well, you're right. I mean,
Well, he's going to have to make time. He's not going to have a job. His kids are going to be in prison. He's not going to have a life.
Right. You have to make a concerted effort. And there comes to a point where you tumble to that. My suggestion is this, or I'm asking for information. You may know something. What is the best place to find, like, PDF documents, you know, that are easily downloadable?
Well, are you saying the average Joe isn't going to read a PDF document? That's PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
Mm-hmm.
My videos are tailor-made for the general public. Mm-hmm. People aren't stupid. They're just not into reading giant dossiers and stuff. I mean, Cuddy's books are good. They're very readable and very frightening. So, you know, it's like reading a nightmare novel, but it's real. I get some of his books, but I have to tell you, my videos are waking up 90% of those that see him. Thanks for the call, Randy. Dr. Cuddy, not a selfless plug, but I didn't know you'd seen some of my videos. What videos have you seen?
The police state, I think, two, and the 9/11 one.
What'd you think of the videos?
Pretty good. I liked basically the live shots, for example, where the federal agent there is in Kansas or wherever he is and telling the seminar that our founders could be considered terrorists. That's stuff like that.
And then the training manuals that Christians are terrorists, homeschoolers. Yeah, that's kind of a wake-up call.
Yeah, from the Phoenix office.
I mean, if they would have put that in the movie Red Dawn, we'd have gone, those darn commies. But here in America, it's, oh, wow, they're friendly. Let's talk to John in Florida. John, you're on the air with Dr. Cuddy.
Yes, good afternoon. Good to hear you, Alex. Thank you very much for the interview with Dr. Cuddy today. It's excellent. Dr. Cuddy, you're at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill?
No, I was, and then I went to the U.S. Department of Education in Washington, and now I'm back writing.
Incidentally, was that your wake-up call being inside there?
Who, me?
Yes, sir.
No, I had been, I think, unbeknownst to me, I was being groomed to be one of these people in the early 60s. I went to Carnegie-funded first governor's school in the nation, and they asked us some strange questions. And so I got the private papers between the tester and the Psychological Corporation in New York, where they wanted to keep tabs on us.
For those who don't know, that's how the Illuminati did it with the Masons, is they give you questionnaires. You know, will you do this?
Yeah.
Will you do that? What's
that's
your
right.
view?
Yeah.
Hey, doctor?
Yes, sir.
How's your family name spelled, please?
C-U-D-D-Y.
Uh-huh. Okay. I have an anecdotal comment and a question. Back in 1960, I purchased the used bookstore two publications by Adolf Hitler. First was Mein Kampf that I read. The second was a book of all of his written and spoken speeches called The New Order, which is a book that most people are unaware of.
Right. These were, I got Hitler on tape saying we will build a new world order.
These are hardcover books printed by a prestigious New York City publishing firm.
Well, let's get a comment from Dr. Cuddy on that.
Uh-huh. Well, my question also is, are you aware of, like, the NATO symbol of the swastikas that are concealed, very well camouflaged within the NATO four-pointed star and the interrupted circles?
No, but I know there are little swastikas on the primary temple of the Scottish Rite in Washington, and the National Security Agency symbol also is bothersome. I hear the music, though.
Yeah, folks, they're the cultist. It's a sun god symbol. Dr. Cuddy, do 5 more minutes with us because I want to come back and plug your books again, and I want to take a call from Tom in California, and that'll be it for calls for our guest. One more quick segment with our guest, just a little 5-minute segment, and then I'm going to get into all some of the news I haven't covered yet, the incredible corruption, a bunch of world events, and some gun grabbing by the neocons.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Americans, are you fed up with Big Brother watching you like a hawk? Have you ever asked yourself why you're being tracked, categorized, numbered, classified, registered, and licensed by the government? Would you like to make your assets vanish before the eyes of those who want to grab them, but still have them safe and sound? How about operating a business in a way that makes earnings tax-exempt? Maybe you'd like to be lawsuit-proof. Well, there is a way. And it protects your stuff from greedy lawyers, grasping relatives, and the government, especially the IRS. It's a unique instrument valid everywhere in the world where the right to contract is accepted, which has protected Americans for over 230 years and is specifically guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. You don't have to go offshore to do it either. This is safe, secure, and domestic. To get full details, and I do mean full details, get on the internet and go to either puretrust.com or puretrust.net. That's puretrust, one word, puretrust.com or puretrust.net. It's here. It's powerful. The Big Berkey is so powerful, it can remove pathogenic bacteria, transforming raw pond water and lake water into delicious, clear drinking water. Imagine what it will do for your tap water. No need for expensive disposable filters. After 6 to 12 months, simply clean the ceramic filters and you're back in business. The inner core reduces unhealthy chemicals such as chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, and foul taste and odors. The powerful filter sets up in minutes. No plumbing, tools, electricity, confusion, or hard work. Get the powerful Berkey now. Ideal for everyday use, for outdoor sporting events, and in the event of a local or national emergency, you'll be prepared. Normally $279. Order now for the special price of only $239 and save $40. Call toll-free 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Not yet available in California and Iowa.
Are you prepared? Seems that more terrorism on our soil is inevitable. Chemical attacks, biological, nuclear, who knows for sure what dangers lie ahead for America. Recent articles have pointed to vulnerability in our agricultural industry. An attack on our food supply would be devastating. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute has been alerting people to this very real possibility for years. She's helped many of us to prepare for these threats to our survival. Call the ARC Institute today at 1-800-255-1912 and ask about protecting your family's food supply with heirloom seeds. Heirloom seeds have been carefully passed down from generation to generation, preserving America's ability to feed herself. We've certainly been getting some conflicting advice from Washington on how to protect against biological and chemical attacks. Jerry can help here too. The book, Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, will give you all the information you'll need to ensure your family's safety. They say you can't buy happiness, but peace of mind is available at the ARC Institute. Call the ARC Institute today, toll-free, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, our final segment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. I'll be back for the last half of this hour getting into the news we haven't gotten to yet. Believe me, it's very important, so stay with us. The New World Order is a real thing. The devil's biggest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. They've done that. Now it's in your face. All these years we warned you, now it's in your face. Your police are dressed up like Nazis. The control grid's being put in place. The new economy will be prisons and total domination. I want to take a few calls from Tom and Mike before we wrap up this interview, Dr. Cuddy, but what will life be like under the New World Order if they get their way?
Eventually, of course, biblically, you have an antichrist. But before then, as you said, if you play the good cop, bad cop, what they hope to do is what Orwell said. They would quicken the tempo of human life, which they did. They wanted to keep the masses busy and entertained so that you would actually, as he said, come to love Big Brother. You would go along with the president if they wanted to get us into a war. You wouldn't ask too many questions and so forth. The introduction, though, you had to have German troops here. We settled 8,000 Iraqi soldiers here after the first Gulf War.
Now they signed deals to bring in Canadian, Mexican, Dutch.
Right, and the southern border is still a sieve. You got terrorists coming across there. But basically what you would have to do is have an external policing mechanism. So in 52, there was a map drawn of when the New World Order, world government, finally came about, what nations would be policing other nations. And according to that 1952 map, it said American forces would be in Yugoslavia where they are now, in Kazakhstan where they are now, in Australia where they are now, and so forth. And foreign troops, Mongolian Chinese troops, would be in lower part of California where, you know, Costco and
right here in Texas, Czechoslovakia, and just
right.
So happens that's who's
and,
here.
And the Russian troops would be from Fort Polk, Louisiana, up to Fort Riley, Kansas.
And I've got a copy of that publicly in the newspaper, and now today it's happening 50 years later. Let's take these calls.
Right.
We're just out of time here. Great information. He's right on target, folks. I guess that's the birthright of your children now will be to work for the Russians. The new KGB chief to come save us. Tom in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I was going to stray away from the subject a little. I just had a question since I have two experts on the line. Have either of you heard of the National Economic Security and Reformation Act? And if so,
disinformation operation, Dr. Cuddy?
I thought so.
Well, I'll defer to you on that. Go on.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's all I had.
Yeah, the government's really good and secretly gave us all our rights back, Dr. Cuddy.
Thank you.
So you agree with that? It's ridiculous. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. To what extent, Dr. Cuddy, are the Fortune 500 companies, to what extent have they thrown their lots in with this New World Order agenda?
Well, you can't be their chairman or CEO unless you're with them. Go ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
They've had to for 30 years. They've been getting a lot or most of their profits from overseas, and it's the old Stalinist disunion for the purpose of union. You have to break down national loyalties, and then according to Cecil Rhodes and Zbigniew Brzezinski recently, where he said we'll have world government, but we have to have a regional approach. What you do is you'd have NAFTA linked up with the Asian consortium of economics, and then you would say, well, now we have a world economy, we have to have it managed by a world government.
Yeah, now we're so dependent on Mexico and Canada, Pan-American Union.
Right.
Now there's so many people across borders, got to merge the Social Security system. Let me give you a local example. If they can deindustrialize us, no factories, people are going to accept being prison guards as their job. They're going to accept being tattletale squads. They're going to accept this. They say America is going to be a police state enslavement grid that produces propaganda for the world. They said that's what America will be, the armpit of Satan, literally.
Am I on? Okay, basically what you have is a push for that through economics, so that under NAFTA you have a lot of factories on the other side of the Mexican border, really making Mexico a 51st state without rules and regulations, and opening up that border towards a flood and, as they call it, reconquista of the Southwest. And so that way you break down the nation of the United States, and economics and your job and you're willing to have lower wages becomes more important to you than old-fashioned patriotism.
Thank you for joining us. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Cuddy. We'll be right back, folks.
Thank you.
Stay with us.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for 888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm down here in Austin, Texas, and we're hooked up with the folks at Genesis, and rarely does my little stereo line cut out to them right there at the end. It was Cuddy basically bringing us out of break, and I barely got back on in time to take us out of that little segment there, but good job getting me hooked back up. A lot of weird electronic stuff on my end. We got a lot of callers, and I want to go to your calls. We've got those some open lines. The toll-free number to join me on air is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I also want to run through some of the headlines and give you my analysis of that, my comments. I get upset. I feel threatened by the globalists. They are destroying America. They are setting up a hellish system. They are doing all these crazy things. They are bringing in foreign troops. They are building prisons everywhere. They are getting rid of the Bill of Rights. They are funding terrorists. They are shipping in drugs. They are doing all this. They are coming after everything we've got, and it makes me very angry. I said that I would plug Dennis Cuddy's phone number, Dr. Cuddy's phone number, to get his fine books again, and I didn't get a chance to do that in the last segment, so here it is, 1-888-891-3300, 888-891-3300. He really has written some great books. Well, we're about to go to Michael in Rhode Island and others, but before I do that, let me just mention some of the news that's coming up. Halliburton Iraq contract expands and no bids allowed. Surprise, surprise, this time over the oil. Pearl told investors they could profit from war before the war. So they're going into North Korea, Iraq, all of this, how to make money. I mean, this is just the ultimate of insider trading and manipulation and conflict of interest, just enraging corruption right out in the open. Again, Halliburton contract goes beyond fires, now into oil. Army Corps expands on Halliburton. Americans debating the world of empire, and we're going to be a world empire, but slaves of that empire. Also, Knight Ridder newspapers say neocon New World Order. Iraq, U.S. reconstructing bath units, the most vicious bath CIA tortures, those trained in the U.S. All of Saddam's top henchmen, except for a few titular head, goat, sacrificial lambs, are going to be put back in control. The people will be totally enslaved and genocided by this system. That's the plan. Kill the Muslims. Exterminate them. And get rid of you, too, and your family. This by the Anton LaVey Christian conservatives running things. What they are. Literally. So sick. It's out of control. Like that movie Dragnet. What were they telling us? You know, where the preacher is really the high priest. It's all coming up. Before I go to Michael in Rhode Island and others that are patiently holding, I am very, very excited to announce that I have just completed, now I'll be more arrested, maybe do a better job on the radio, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. And let me tell you, it is an amazing film, 2 hours and 37 minutes long, jam-packed, with other examples of government-sponsored terrorism, not 911. 911, The Road to Tyranny covers that. Masters of Terror covers that. The book, Descent into Tyranny, covers it. excellent works. Need to get them if you haven't. Need to get those first. But now I have Police State 3, Total Enslavement, and it just runs the gamut. The cashless society, the torture, the world plan, what the globalists are doing, how they're brainwashing us, how they control white slavery rings. It's indescribable. You just need to get the film jam-packed. And I suggest you watch it in three sittings. I suggest you watch an hour, another hour, and then the other 37 minutes. You really can't absorb this all by watching it all at one time. So you're really getting two and a half films, three films. Both, I mean, there's more information in 10 minutes of this video than in half the Patriot videos you see out there. And it's all documented and so professionally produced. So it's $25.95, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. And I have Police State 2000. What a classic. What a wake-up call. Those imaginary black helicopters attacking Texas, the FEMA camps, the troops trying to take your guns. I have the takeover, government-sponsored terrorism, provocateurs, the takeover of the schools, all of it. I can't describe what's in these. It just takes too much time. You can get all three of the Police State videos for $60. That's an $18 discount. You know, we knock off $5.95 off each one when you get three or more. I got nine films now we're offering. We have a nine-tape special, too. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It is a scholarly work. It is encyclopedic. It is well done. It is scary. It'll wake people up. Police State 3, Total Enslavement. I'm begging those of you that have Access TV shows or know folks that do, get it, air it, you know, an hour a week till you get it aired. Get it out to people. Make copies of it for nonprofit educational purposes. Get Police State 3, Total Enslavement. Don't wait. Call, order it today. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or net. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I poured a lot into this film, and the editor, Mason Collier, really did. We spent about 4 months on this video, and I'm talking, I didn't talk about it on air, but many days I'd be on radio talk show interviews till 3 in the morning, getting off. Mason worked some days 18 hours a day. We got this video done. It is powerful. So 1-888-253-3139. You got to see it to know what's in it. Let's talk to Michael in Rhode Island, a WALE listener, 50,000-watt blowtorch. Go ahead, you're on the air, sir.
How are you doing today, Alex?
Pretty good.
Sound like you're exposing New World Order very well today with Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
Man, that was some scary stuff, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I've been following his stuff for a while. He writes for WorldNet Daily every once in a while, and I think Newsmax.com. But anyway, the reason I'm calling is for Rhode Island listeners that may just be tuning in to you. I was reading in the Providence Journal today. You know how you've been talking about how in England they're going to have the satellite tracking chips in the car and they're going to charge you to drive down the roads?
Who said that?
You were saying in England they get the satellite.
Well, they started it. They called for it. Now they're doing it.
Yeah.
A bunch of states. I had the federal board guy on 3 years ago. The plan is they're going to collapse state governments, claim there's no money. The feds will say, oh, and they do have plenty of money in their comprehensive annual financial reports, a double set of books, the CAFRs. As the name of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report acronym, they're going to come out and they're going to say, this is their plan. They're going to say, we got to do this federally with the state. It federalizes the state fully. They'll tax you with a satellite tracker box in your car. The interface is already in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, they're preparing the public for that right now in Rhode Island, because there was an article today in the Journal about that, talking about how before we couldn't do it, but now we have the Easy Pass system so to stop the congestion in the roads. We're going to be installing, you know, they didn't say it's a satellite thing, but they're going to be installing.
Well, Easy Pass can charge you. They just put them up. Take San Francisco. They're already implementing it. They always do.
Mm-hmm.
They put Easy Pass first to use the toll booths and the Golden Gate. Now they say you got to have Easy Pass, whether you drive that or not. It's a law in the city. No one, of course, will contest it. Now they put Easy Pass readers up all over the city, tracking who you are, where you're driving. Oh, and now they say, we may start charging you, depending on how much you drive. The Easy Pass will tell us by, you know, the points you cross and what you do. So, yeah, they're going to start with tracker chips, and It's the same thing. I remember being in Kansas when I made my first film, America Destroyed by Design, in 97. You drive through, she goes, "You don't have K-Tag, the transponder." It was like 25 cents if you had it, a dollar something if you didn't. There's the incentive to get it. "Oh, here's your little tracker tag. We'll put your name on it."
Yeah, they're doing the same thing.
And I told her, I said, "You're going to lose your job, lady." And she thought it was real funny. Well, same thing with the grocery stores. They pull out three lanes, put in self-checkout, then they put in thumb scanners. You get used to using that. Then they pull them all out and make you use it. That's how they do it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I just love the way that I just read that article on Prison Planet about in Eugene, Oregon, about the armored APC going down to the house with 50 SWAT members.
Not a house.
Well,
they're now raiding entire neighborhoods with armored vehicles.
Yes, that was just loving, as you would say, you know.
Well, they did that in Austin. They had Army, regular Army, National Guard, SWAT team. Didn't find drugs in one house. No, this is an old woman, Sandy Smith, no criminal record. Her husband was a one-hit wonder country singer. I mean, the most radical thing that they've ever done is drink a Lone Star. They come to their house, troops, machine guns. They have a little dog. The dog growls. They kick the dog. The dog's flopping around, blood coming out of its mouth. They're laughing. They shove the woman down in the fire ants. When they don't find drugs, they go to the next-door neighbor's house, pull out his Playboy magazine, make fun of him, load a gun, lay it on the bed, laugh at him, start searching other houses. They were just ransacking. And the sheriff got on TV, Margot Frazier, and she said, "We no longer need warrants in Travis County." I have her on tape. And you know what? They lost a suit. With Sandy Smith, because we went out to the TV show and got her attention, and she said on air, that's why. But yeah, tell them about Eugene, Oregon, when tanks and troops raid neighborhoods. It's all part of the free country. They don't find any pot. They got so enraged, they went ahead and arrested the people out of several houses and said, "We're going to go ahead and asset forfeiture you. We're going to say you committed a crime. No drugs were found, but we're just going to go ahead and do it." See, we've now reached maximum evil level. You understand?
Oh, yeah, and the scary thing was what one of the police officers said. He said, "The community wants this, and the people in this neighborhood want this." Nobody wants this. This guy's insane. You know? It's total insanity. And then somebody...
He's got a ski mask. He's got a machine gun. History's repeating itself.
Oh, yeah.
He's on a power trip.
It's total insanity. It's just crazy, and it's what's crazier.
Well, I have the article. I mean, imagine tanks and troops and raiding a neighborhood. This is what they do now. And I've seen articles out of Virginia. There was an AP article 2 years ago, Missouri town searched, a town of about 2,000. Every home was searched. Roads were blocked. Army was called in, troops, machine guns. I mean, this is the new America, folks. You're just troops. This is for the gun confiscation. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. It's insane. Another thing I wanted to touch on before I go, when are you going to have Gene Chapman on the air? The one fasting in front of the IRS building?
I need to have him on. Well, there's a bunch of people that are doing it.
Yeah, I've been going to Bob Schultz's meetings and stuff, so I've been keeping up with that for the last 3 years. So,
well, we just interviewed a guy who's in San Antonio on a hunger fast.
Yeah, people are starting to wake up and starting to take action, which I like to see.
Well, let me tell just folks that didn't know. Troops in black uniforms, armored vehicles, and the Army raiding whole neighborhoods and now whole towns, blocking all the roads, coming in your homes without warrants, that's not freedom, okay? Thanks for the call, Michael.
You have a great day, Alex.
You bet. And I'm tired of hearing these punks in sports talk radio who will put us down. I've heard them for getting excited about real politics while they yell and scream about football or baseball. Hey, if your football and baseball is fine, you better care about your family and your country a little bit. Bill in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It's been a while since I talked to you. I had three questions for you. One of them, and I'll take my answers off the air. You mentioned a 9-tape special. How much is that?
We knock $5.95 off each tape when you get the video. So they drop down from $25.95 to $20.
Okay.
And so I guess a 9-tape special would be $180, and every dime of that goes to support our operation.
Okay.
Well, you would be saving, not 42, not, and you, I don't know, you save $42 with a 7-tape special, and so it'd be 48, it'd be 50, it'd be $54.
It's $4, okay.
$54 you'd save getting a 9-tape special.
The other thing on the books that are out there regarding the New World Order, I've tried reading that Clinton's a mentor, Quigley's book, and it's a little bit too thick, 1,000 pages, just a little too hard to get through. What would you recommend as a good book to try and give to people who are, you know, skeptics? They don't believe it. They think Bush is a Christian and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I would do this. And I mean, this is not a selfless plug. My book's $12. It is 230 pages long. And when we say something, there's a shot of the news article, a picture of the news article.
I've got your book.
Okay, well, you know what? We just have a quote from Carol Quigley in the book. And then if you want somebody that denies it, then go to the library, go to the page, and read what Quigley said out of 1,000 pages. There does exist and has existed for a generation international network which operates to some extent the way the radical right believes the communists act. In fact, the network which we may identify the Roundtable Group has no aversion to cooperating with the communists or any other group and frequently does so. I know of the operations of this network because I have studied it for 20 years and was permitted for 2 years in the early 60s to examine its papers and secret records. I have no aversion to it or most of its aims and have for much of my life been close to it for many of its instruments. I have objected both in the past and recently to a few of its policies, but in general, my chief difference of opinion is that it wishes to remain unknown, and I believe its role in history is significant enough to be known. That's Quigley, see, that's in my book. Anything else, Bill?
Of Dennis Cuddy's books, what would you say would be the best one? Start with his first one and go forward?
Well, I would say Secret Records of the Globalists is good. I've read that one. I've read his 9-1-1 book. It's good. It's good stuff. It's well written and concise.
His are thin books like yours, easy reading, right?
Pardon me, sir?
His are thin books that are.
No, they're about. My book's 230. His books are about 300.
Okay.
But yeah, they're better than a 1,000-page book.
Yeah,
you know, written by the globalist.
Well, I like your videos best because, you know, like you said, everybody's, you know, they won't sit down and read a book, they won't sit down and read an article, but you give them a video, you know, they will watch it, you know, or at least get into
it. Same thing of cassettes of this show.
Right.
Which you can get from the network, or you can just go to prisonplanet.com, download the best interviews for free. You know, we pay for the bandwidth, but you get it. Burn them on disc, give them to people. But the films are great because you can make copies. It's a mini printing press. Anything else, sir? Okay, he's gone. Charles, no, who's up next? Cliff in Oklahoma. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Alex.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Fantastic.
I was just calling up. I'm here from Oklahoma City, and I just wanted to let you know that I've been showing my videos to friends and stuff. I'm 19, and you know that's another thing that's really important is to be able to get people who are my age to wake up to this stuff because that's where you get most of your energy.
What response are you getting when you show the videos?
Well, most of the time, people pretty much agree with stuff. You know, I really find that people my age are agreeing with this stuff more so than adults who are a little more conditioned to just accept the status quo.
Yeah, I found that. Plus, kids are seeing the programming. They know it's true. Cops are waking up more than the general public because they see my film and go, yeah, I was told that.
Mm-hmm.
To say the Founding Fathers is bad, that's bad.
And
you got more to add, Cliff? I'll hold you over.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay there in Oklahoma City, site of government bombing. And I'm Alex Jones, final segment for this Wednesday edition. Coming up, the show is from 11 to 2 Central during the day and 9 to midnight Central at night. I rebroadcast the daytime show from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Stay there, Cliff. We'll come back to you and others. I'll hit a few final news stories here in the final segment. Stay with me.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139.
That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Back to Cliff, and I had a few final news stories. Real quick, I want to tell you about something that's great, and that's herbal concoctions, basically, are just incredible. And this is a science that's really been suppressed. A lot of it is proven and demonstrable, and a great source for great herbal remedies and herbal supplies, but to learn what's naturally in your area is Herbal Healer Academy. And their website is herbalhealer.com. It's herbalhealer.com, one word, for a list of wonderful products. You can get a free newsletter, list of a catalog. It's over 100 pages long. They've been around since the 80s. Great folks, big sponsor. They have stuff like pleasant-scented water-based insect repellent. That's a great thing to have. You mean, do you know what's in the stuff over the counter? Not good for you. Natural pet and livestock products. That's really good. Free catalogs and newsletters. Naturopathic correspondence programs. Home study courses. Colloidal silver. MSM sulfur capsules. Olive leaf extract. Vitamin C natural derived systems. Natural detox. The list goes on and on. Give them a call at 870-269-4177. 870-269-4177 or herbalhealer.com. We were talking to a caller in Oklahoma. You were trying to finish up, Cliff. Go ahead.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, what else I was going to say is I play guitar, and I've started a band, and we've kind of started talking about some of the stuff that's basically having to do with this type of thing. And I'm starting to play some shows. We've put out a three-song CD. We're called Behold the Pale Horse, and... You know, everybody's got a different way that they can go out and help things. And
I know. We've got to swarm the globalists like fire ants. We've got to expose them for what they are. Big government, wicked people, sadistic control freaks. We've got to expose them. They don't have our best interests at heart. They want to dumb us down and control us. And I commend you for doing that. At every level, we've got to fight them.
Yeah, and, I'm actually planning on sending you that CD up to you so you can hear it. So.
Well, good. And, that's fantastic.
That's another thing is, you know, I mean, it's also about, you know, the globalists. It's not just about, you know, gaining control, getting money. It's also about destroying culture. And when you can actually go out there and create culture at a local level, whether it's music, you know, art, whatever, That's another thing that's, you know, they don't want that to happen either.
No, they destroy us using their counterfeit culture.
Totally.
They make all this so-called counterculture stuff is actually the establishment's poison.
That's right. Like, I mean, you watch MTV, you watch that. That's
it's training you how to get into an activity that'll get you into prison so you can build widgets for them.
Exactly.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Great job, bud. You keep it up. Again, Americans debating the world empire. ABC News, world empire being used more and more often these days to describe America's global role in a new world order. See, everything's a new world order. And Halliburton gets now the oil contracts, not just construction, not just $7 million, but even more. All the oil's theirs. Ha, ha, ha. And Pearl told investors they can profit from war. This is now mainstream news. Iraq, U.S. resurrecting bath units, big deal. Our government is reconstructing the special paramilitary units of the Ba'ath Party, the torture teams, everybody that was trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, to run the country. Again, White House refuses to release September 11th info. Knight Ridder News Service, Bush administration, and the Pentagon. Nation's intelligence agencies are blocking the release of sensitive information about September 11th terror attacks on the World Trade Center. They better. It goes on and on. And it's totally staged. Oh, there was so much news we didn't get to. More and more cities are passing pro-Bill of Rights resolutions. A lot of conservative cities are doing it. I've got one on Infowars.com. You ought to get to your city council or county commissioners and demand they pass it. So important to reaffirm the Bill of Rights. They can claim we don't have any rights. They're still God-given. We still have them. And the Anton LaVey Christian conservative neocon, the commie cons, will be resisted, will be exposed with their little liberal buddies. Totally staged. The people are waking up. Millions are beginning to fight. You cannot stop us all, so have no fear. We shall prevail.
How many of you listening would give someone $100 for a $10 bill? Listen up, folks. If you're taking vitamins in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. You see, according to the physicians, the physicians...